Donald Trump calls on Republicans to defund the DOJ and FBI. By Hannah Blow on April 5, 2023. Republicans in Congress should defund the Department of Justice, DOJ, and Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, at least temporarily, former President Donald Trump said on Wednesday morning, the day after his arraignment in New York City. Republicans in Congress should defund the DOJ and FBI until they come to their senses, Trump wrote in an all-caps post on Truth Social, concluding Democrats have weaponized law enforcement and are attempting to interfere in the upcoming election. He continued, the Democrats have totally weaponized law enforcement in our country and are viciously using this abuse of power to interfere with our already under siege elections. Trump's post came the morning after his address to a crowd at his Mar-a-Lago home following his arraignment, the latter of which occurred earlier in the day. A circus appeared outside of the courthouse as anti-Trump activists clashed with Trump supporters ahead of the historic event. One anti-Trump activist wearing Black Lives Matter (BLM) patches on her clothes shouted, "Trump's a dick," repeatedly toward one man who claimed to be one of Trump's number one fans. Another woman, who painted herself white, continually called white people racist while seemingly instigating trouble within the crowd. When confronted on why she was instigating violence, the woman said, "Because I'm black and I like violence. I'm an animal. I'm a black animal. Let's kill all white people. Yeah, baby." Someone claiming to be the woman's friend said she was engaging in performance art. Watch, carnival breaks out in front of NYC courthouse as Trump supporters, leftists clash. There seems to be agreement among Republicans that federal agencies are being weaponized against conservatives. A recent Insider Advantage survey found 79% of Republicans agreeing that the government has been weaponized against Republicans and conservatives. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, RCA, is among those who has said Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg has weaponized our sacred justice system against Trump. On Tuesday, McCarthy said Bragg is attempting to interfere in our democratic process by invoking federal law to bring politicized charges against President Trump, admittedly using federal funds, while at the same time arguing that the people's representatives in Congress lack jurisdiction to investigate this farce. In that same statement, McCarthy warned that the weaponization of the federal justice process will be held accountable by Congress, although it remains unclear what that will look like. Top House Republicans, however, are expected to meet this week to discuss how to move forward on that particular front.